blessed to be a blessing.
I am blessed to be a blessing.
Okay, so let's look at the following scriptures. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing. In verse 3 says, and I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Amen.
We all know that through Christ Jesus, we inherit the blessings of Abraham. Now, there's a whole lot of time we always want to refer to Abraham for the blessing, and we're looking at the blessing in terms of what we get, which is not entirely wrong. But there's another dimension to it that we are always leaving aside, which is what you do with the blessing, which is the purpose for the blessing. And if you look at what Abraham was told to do, and if he did it, he was going to be made great. What was the purpose of that greatness? So that he would be a blessing. The purpose of his increase was so that the families of the earth would also enjoy that increase. So, over time, we've come to learn the principles that Abraham walked with, the blessings he enjoyed, the tests he had to go through. All of that were documented so that we would benefit from them. And so, whatever you are and whoever you are on earth, there's a purpose tied to it. And there's a purpose tied to everything else concerning you. And it's high time we start asking God, instead of getting comfortable and wanting it for our own selfish gains, God, why do I have this amount of money? Why am I this blessed? Why do I have 10 children? Why do I have only 2? Do I need to adopt some more? What do you want me to do with these? Let's not forget that we are only stewards on earth. Adam was asked to watch over the things. He was supposed to take care of them. Because one day we're going to render accounts for the most minutest things in our hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in establishing the fact that we are blessed to be a blessing, we see it clearly indicated in the words of the Lord to Abraham in Genesis 12. Now let's look at Ephesians 1, 3 to 11. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, this is what I want you to pay attention to. Verse 5, according to the good pleasure of his will. That is one thing you should look at. Now, let's continue. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he had abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Having made known to us the mystery of his will. So you see, will. According to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. That's a whole sermon in itself. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will. So again, we're seeing it again. Will. This issue of God's will can be looked at in different ways, but today let's focus on what we're talking about, being blessed to be a blessing. You don't have a voice to be proud of it. You have a voice to do something with it. And it's high time we focus on that part of it. I'm a steward of my voice. I'm a steward of my body. I'm a steward of the people God has given me, the relationships. I can't talk to them anyhow because they are in the image and the likeness of Christ. And I'm a steward of those relationships. I'm going to render accounts to God with that. And so when you have physical blessings, when you have spiritual blessings, they are for a purpose. They are to be a blessing to your generation. They are to be a blessing to children after you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we saw this also in Isaiah 42. We've seen this in Isaiah 42, 6 to 7. And I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles. And this is the purpose, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. This scripture was basically talking about Jesus Christ, but I've taken this portion of it. It was telling us what Jesus Christ is coming to do, and Jesus Christ commissioned us to do that as well when he leaves. He told us to preach the gospel, and when we do so, we should heal the sick, we should raise the dead, we should... So, that we are not just saved to be excited, we are saved to aid in others being saved. We are blessed to aid in others being blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody's blessing is tied to you, so you need to get out of that space of selfishness. Amen. Let's go straight into prayer. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Our Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Thank you for counting us worthy.
Thank you for counting us worthy.
To receive your blessing.
To receive your blessing.
And be partakers of your glory.
And be partakers of your glory.
Open your mouth and give the Lord thanks in the next 1 minute. Thank him that you are a partaker of the blessing. Not for you to just sit and be blessed, for everyone to see you and say, yeah, you're blessed. But Jesus became famous because he extended the grace he had to the humans by healing the sick and raising the dead. Every spiritual blessing you have must be extended spiritually to others. Every physical blessing you have must be extended to others. Give the Lord thanks that he has given you spiritual blessings and he has given you physical blessings to be a blessing to others. Let's give him thanks, somebody. Father, we give you all the glory. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you picked us up from the miry clay and set us among princes, not to be excited and to be all bloated, but to be a blessing to our generation. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for even helping us to realize that we're not just blessed for being blessed sake, but to be a blessing to our generation.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for counting us worthy to receive your blessing and be partakers of your glory. We thank you for counting us worthy. Thank you for counting us worthy. Thank you for counting us worthy.
When we do what we have to do, you take the glory. When we do what we have to do, you take the glory. Thank you for giving us room to glorify you in our bodies, to glorify you in our minds, to glorify you in our finances, to glorify you in our families and all that concerns us. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Prayer number two, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
According to your word.
According to your word.
You called us.
You called us.
And blessed us to be a blessing.
And blessed us to be a blessing.
Help us to be able to exercise our spiritual gifts.
Help us to be able to exercise our spiritual gifts.
Individually and collectively.
Individually and collectively.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
To make the impact you require.
To make the impact you require.
In ministry.
In ministry.
Family.
Family.
Work.
Work.
Education.
Education.
Relationships.
Relationships.
Etc.
Etc.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Our Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
According to your word.
According to your word.
You called us.
You called us.
And blessed us to be a blessing.
And blessed us to be a blessing.
Help us.
Help us.
To be able to exercise our spiritual gifts.
To be able to exercise our spiritual gifts.
Individually and collectively.
Individually and collectively.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
By the agency of the Holy Spirit.
To make the impact you require.
To make the impact you require.
In ministry.
In ministry.
Family.
Family.
Work.
Work.
Education.
Education.
Relationships.
Relationships.
Etc.
Et
in Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus
open
name
your mouth from the depth of your heart. Having gained this knowledge and this revelation. For every spiritual gift we have. You don't speak in tongues to be proud about it. You are not an intercessor to boast that you can pray for 10 hours. You don't seek for you to go about how good your voice is and boasting about how many altars you can kill. Somebody open your mouth and pray from the depths of your heart. For every spiritual gift you have, for every spiritual gift you are blessed with, the purpose attached to it must be fulfilled. Help us by the agency of the Holy Spirit, individually, wherever we find ourselves, and collectively as a ministry, to make the impact you require, to be able to shine, that many will come to the brightness of our shining and come to meet the great light, which is Christ Jesus. Rademe shatai, repelia meyanda laba, mekebedede meyanda lama shagada da bayani, rabada da boksha baliande, mekaya bada da boksha taya mayande, ragada da bayanda lama shatai, repelia meyanda da boksha gada da bayande, makaba da bayanda lama shatai, regedede meyanda lama shataya mayande. Make it in the way and the lavasha tie of Mayande. Rapalia Mayanda and Abayande. Make it in the way and the lavasha tie. Makabada da Mayanda lavasha gada da Mayande. Break it in the way and the lavasha tie of Mayande. Make it in the way and the bosha balianda da ba. Rabada da bosha tie of Mayande. Make it in the way and the lavasha gada da Mayanda. Rakabada da bosha balianda da Mayande. Make it in the way and the lavasha tie, my under the bar. Rabba da da boshe, will it be under the lavasha tie in the name of Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Final prayer, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Help us to be able to identify.
Help us to be able to identify
the purpose of our physical and financial blessings.
The purposes of our physical and financial blessings.
As you pour them on us.
As you pour them on us.
Grant us grace to shelve our desires.
Grant us grace to shelve our desires.
And yield them to your purpose.
And yield them to your purpose.
Of being a blessing wherever we find ourselves.
Be a blessing wherever we find ourselves.
As you demand it.
As you demand it.
So the poor will be blessed of us.
So the poor will be blessed of us.
Our families.
Our families.
Society.
Society.
The kingdom.
The kingdom.
Our workplaces.
Our workplaces.
Schools.
Our schools.
And the people therein.
And the people therein.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Somebody open your mouth and pray this prayer. Your physical and financial blessing must be extended to others. Sometimes when you have an infirmity, you might want to go to the extent of saying, God, don't just heal me, but heal me to be able to heal others. Make me a conduit of your healing. Make me a conduit of your healing. When you are going through financial challenges, move away from the fact that you need your daily bread to feeding other people. Move past the fact that you need understanding to be able to speak right, yes, but also use it to defend the poor who cannot speak for themselves. Rabba da da bayane, meke bede de bo shataya mayanda da da ba. Raga da da bayanda la mashataya bayande, meke bede de bayanda da da bo shataya mayanda da da ba. We've seen in your word that at this end time, you're going to increase us financially. You're going to increase us in many ways as believers, as a church, and as a ministry. But Lord, as you do so, help us to clearly identify what you demand that we use it for, so that your glory will be seen in the name of Jesus. God, whatever you blessed us to be a blessing for, help us to yield to it in the name of Jesus. Right now, we shelve our desires. We shelve the things we think we want for. Jesus, we shelve the things we think we know we need. But God, you're going to give us what we need to be a blessing. And as they come to us, Lord, we receive clear direction and guidance on how to go with them. Somebody pray, they understand in the language of the Spirit. Regebelia mashatai, arapalia bayanda da da bayande, mekebede bayanda la bosha bayande, ragada da bayanda la mashataya mayande. Now give the Lord thanks for answered prayer, because as you have made this request, blessings are going to overflow to us, and we would have the right use for them according to the Lord's will. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you the praise.
Abode ni nara mokoto erade. Abode ni nara mokoto erade. to erade o abode nyinara mukoto erade abode nyinara mukoto erade frise wedi kuni enyo nya
to Christ Jesus, please say these words of prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you've made for me, that even when I was yet a sinner, you died for me on the cross and you were raised up again, having victory over death and the grave. Today, I surrender my life in totality to you, have total control and be Lord and Master over my life. I thank you for your gift of salvation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
We're glad you could join us. We meet again at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. The sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Savior.